All right. We got a big one tonight. There were some big ones last night, too. I guess there's always big ones. Let's just do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. The soon to be married bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Got Rockets tonight. In fact, we'll just make this the official start of the weekend. You can just kind of be hungover all day tomorrow. Sound fair?
Okay.
Of course, you can take the right place.
I just won't come tomorrow to work.
Well, no, you need to come tomorrow.
No, I'm starting
Friday.
My weekend.
It's your last Friday.
This is my Friday.
Yeah, this is Jong's Friday. So there you go. Weekend starts now.
Wait, you're not going to be here tomorrow?
No.
What the hell?
Rehearsal dinner, right?
Yeah, and it was on the schedule.
What time's your rehearsal dinner start?
It's at night, but we got to take care of some last-minute things before the wedding.
Don't put this on him. They're doing like a huge wedding.
This is such an ordeal.
I'm surprised you're here today, to be honest with you.
Well, I had to go pick up some stuff, but I did that while I still have a point. I need to go to Carbach tonight and pick up all the beer.
See, that's what I'm saying. You should have taken today off, too.
Nah.
Trevor Tyler in there could have filled in for once. It's not going to hurt him. You know, he's okay. You know, you don't have to worry. When you're gone, he at least does an adequate job. And you got a wedding. You need to be focused, man.
What are you talking about?
What?
He needs to be focused.
Yeah. He's got stuff to do.
Listen,
guess what happens? If we sit at that table and they forgot our alcohol, how are you going to feel then?
I won't care. Let me tell you
something. You'll care, Mr. Diva.
This is a life lesson right here. You know what's important in life? Going to work. All right? You're going to get married this weekend, and then you're going to have to go back to work. All right, and the whole time you're married, you're gonna have to go to work. Don't let Fred fool you into thinking that like last minute, you know, wedding.
This is why you enjoy it now. Unlike me, he's only gonna get married once. Enjoy the hell out of it. Make sure it's fun for your family, and oh by the way, your friends who are coming.
Well, and while I'm at work, I'm still married. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, don't let one day. Take priority over your work.
Oh, please. Don't spoil this for him. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing versus one day of the show where Trevor could have done just fine.
One day of the show. He's going to have a honeymoon.
Till August. He's coming right back.
I don't care when it is.
He's coming right back.
John takes more vacation days than Donald Trump. He's like golfing at Mar-a-Lago every other weekend. It's unbelievable.
But you know what? As long as he's not going to the third string, he can do that because we have a good backup. It's not like Tom Savage is stepping in for him. So the difference is, you leave. Yeah, we got to get a whole bunch of, you know, it's hard to get a good backup. I leave, it's hard to get a good backup. Zhong leaves, we got a backup that we've been working on and training for 3 years. He can afford to do that.
How's that make you feel, Zhong, that you're so easily replaced?
It's not that he's easily replaced.
That's what you just said.
No, Zhong's still better, but we can still win games.
You're saying Zhong's wins above replacement is very low.
That's not what I'm saying. Well, yeah, I guess it is what I'm saying.
No, exactly what you're saying.
But I'm saying we're better with him at quarterback. But you know what? It's not like we're trotting a Brock Osweiler out there if he has to miss the show.
All right.
Like Dave told me this a long time ago. Dave, when he first started out, he was very afraid to take vacation, like I was when I first started out. And he sat me down and was like, his first gig in radio, I don't think he ever took vacation. And then when he finally did, he took a little vacation, and then he said he ended up being fired, and then he realized no matter how good or bad or how good you are, you're easily replaceable. So it's one of those things where he told me to take my vacation when I need to and use it all. So because you're not going to get it back.
No.
That's true, but you're not.
He told you a story about he took vacation and got fired.
No. That's not what happened. And he didn't take vacation and then got fired.
And then somehow he turned that into...
Took vacation, and then when he ended up getting fired, he kind of looked back and was like, well, I should have taken vacation because...
Oh, trust me. He took some vacation then, too.
No, not when he first started out.
Oh, yes. Actually, make no mistake.
Actually, the first few years, before, right before you got there and maybe right after, I don't think John, either one of us took vacation until they made us, when they furloughed us. Said, oh, you're taking a week off. That's not vacation. We're not getting paid for that.
Yeah, then we want you to come back and work for free.
Yeah, yeah. That was real fun.
Thank God I wasn't here for that. I would have had a really hard time dealing with that. I think I would have told them to F themselves.
Yeah, I think you would have. But at the time, you know, didn't have much choice. It's like, oh, nope, you're not getting paid for this week, so you might as well take it off. 713-780-ESPN. So, God, man, it's been a weird day because, yeah, I think everything finally caught up with me today. And thank God that John had to call me about something, or I might still be asleep. So I got up real early this morning, did all my sports map stuff, did all my show prep, watched a couple of those mobster things on Reels that I love, the kind of sort of documentaries about guys, including, I think I watched John Gotti, the real Donnie Brasco, and Whitey Bulger today. And so I said, you know what, I think I'm going to take a nap. I'm a little tired. It's about 10:30. Go to take a nap. I hear my phone buzz. Somebody's calling me. Roll over, look at it. John, a missed call from John. 2:26.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I didn't even set an alarm because I figured, well, I'll sleep for 30 minutes. So I was out, man. And so I'm still recovering from that a little bit because I'm sort of like, you know, you still got that feeling. But then I ate a bunch of sausage on top of it. So this is Ryan Zumos here. May get him to pop in for a minute, too. That sausage is good stuff, man. 713-780-ESPN. But I had to be up tonight to watch the game. How excited for you? What do you think is... All right. Three questions.
Okay. Question one.
A route one way or the other. Close game.
Close game.
Oh, you think it's going to be a close game?
I think is close single digits? Or is close five or less?
To me, close is going to be five or less, yeah. Now, with these teams, you can get it up to double digits in a hurry, even though the game's been close. But... preferably close game to me is two possessions less than a minute with a minute left. There's a two possession game.
I think we can have that.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What's question two?
Question three is.
Oh, you skipped question two?
No, I said question two was close game.
What was question one?
Route one way or the other.
Isn't that sort of the same thing?
No. Route one way or the other, like Rockets win by 20, Warriors win by 20. That is not a close game, AJ.
I know, but if...
That was question one.
Question one is there going to be a route one way or the other?
Yes.
Question two is it going to be a close game?
Well, I'm asking you to predict what you think.
I'm saying question two and question one are the same thing.
How?
They're just worded differently.
No, they're not.
If it's a close game, then it's not a route.
Those are two different questions.
If it's a route, it's not
question
a close
number
game.
One, will it be... Right. Will it be a route one way or the other?
John, are you picking up what I'm putting down here?
I think you're stoned,
am
dude.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. John, get on Very the microphone simple. Here. Am I losing? Is Fred saying the same question two different ways, or am I crazy?
Just answer the questions.
Right. But
okay. All right. Answer the questions one by one.
Is it going to be a blowout?
Is it going to be a blowout? Either Warriors or Rockets blowing the other team out?
No.
Okay. Question two. Is it going to be a close game within 5 points?
If it's not a blowout, it's a close game. There's only two ways to go.
No, nope. Not necessarily.
Could be right in the middle.
If it's a 10-point game, yeah. it's
That's not a blowout.
Oh, my God. 10 points isn't a blowout?
I'm not even going to get to question three.
No, 10 points isn't a blowout.
No.
What if they
make five free throws in the last minute from a 5-point game, and it goes from a two-possession game to a 10-point game?
Is it going to be a competitive game?
I don't even know what question we're on. I give up on this game.
God, you're overthinking the most simplistic questions. All right, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make them remedial for you.
Okay.
Okay. Then we'll do it this. Rockets win by 15 or more.
No.
Warriors win by 15 or more.
No.
Rockets win by 5 or less.
No.
Warriors win by 5 or less.
Yes.
Okay, there's still a whole bunch of stuff out there that we haven't even discussed.
Well, you didn't describe what a route was and what I mean.
Wow.
I feel like there's two kinds of game. There's close games and not close games.
That's not necessarily true. You can, what the hell? You can have a 10-point game that's close to a point but doesn't finish close. So do you consider that a close game? Maybe, maybe not.
I just feel like close is one of those things like where you say...
I defined it for you. Two possession game with a minute to play. To me, that's a close game. I gave you a definition.
Okay.
Is this what it's going to be like all day?
All day.
You're going to be a dumb all day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be a giant pain in your ass today.
All right. Go right ahead. Be my guest. 713-780-ESPN. I think we should just go to break now because it's time for break. And this is going to be one of those days where you just try to create arguments out of everything. Hey, AJ, there's clouds in the sky today.
No, everybody's telling me it's the same question.
Look
through Twitter. Everybody's saying that's the same question.
I've seen one guy, and it's Clayton, who basically tries to, he never says anything useful. So, sorry, Clayton.
No, because I think a 5 to 10 point game is a close, it's not a close game, but it's not a blowout.
So what is it?
I think it's a competitive game.
So now competitive, but not close.
Yeah,
so
it's
close and competitive aren't the same thing.
No, because it can be, like, first, it can be competitive, and then if they come down to the final possessions of the game and they start fouling,
listen,
and it becomes a 7-point game.
If you go to a game, and at the end of the game, you come home and Teresa says, was it a close game? This is a yes or no question. There's no, it's a 10-point... Oh, it's a tier 4 close game. No, it's yes or no!
No, but if it's a 10-point game, but it was close all the way to, like, a minute left in the game, what do you tell them?
They got blown out.
A 10-point game?
Yeah.
If they were within a couple possessions with 1 minute left, but then they start fouling at the end?
Yeah. 10-point game is a blowout.
I don't know if it's a blowout.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. That's the whole problem with the definition. You know what? I'm not asking any more questions today.
This is a question-free day.
Yeah, because obviously, there's no room for middle ground. This is the same. You're an absolutist.
I have a question for you.
I have no answers for you.
Is James Harden first team All-NBA?
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. You know, it's not the closest Harley dealership to my house, not even close. I pass up probably 4 dealerships on my way down there, but it's worth it because it's the only place I trust to take care of my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, so if I'm having my bike worked on, that's the place I take it. Guys, and right now, sun's out, time to ride, and they are making deals down at Republic Harley-Davidson. Right now, you buy a new 2018 Harley, you get free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, free installation, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Get on it now. The staff is professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. Now through Saturday, register for your chance to win a free Weber gas grill with the Memorial Day sidewalk sale. They got a lot of used bikes out there on the lot, as well as all the great inventory inside. And then next Saturday, June 6th, coming and riding the 8th annual Parade of Chrome Law Enforcement Memorial Ride, benefiting the Sugarland PD. There's going to be food, SWAT vehicles, drinks, and a 45-minute escorted ride. Riders get free tickets to the Sugarland Skeeters game. To ride, you must register either online or the day of the event at Harley or Republic Harley from 2 to 4. Meet at Republic Harley-Davidson. Free T-shirt to the first 100 people who register. Go to republichd.com for more details about the ride. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, whatever it is, Republic Harley-Davidson's got you covered. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on livestream.com/GalMedia/live, unless you're me. Apparently you can't. I keep getting a 404, and then I went to the ESPN 975 page, and I can watch it if it's a little tiny, but if I click on it, it's just a picture of us and the bench. So, hey, everybody, Ryan Zumos here from Zumos, who brought us sausage today, which was fantastic as always. And last time you said you didn't bring enough. Did you bring too much this time?
Guys, I feel like I nailed it this time. We served everybody in the studio, and I think everybody was pretty satisfied with their amount. So I think we nailed it.
And there we go. Look, there you are on live stream.
Nice. Man, I look good.
You look like a wee lad.
Are you watching it on live stream or are you watching the small version?
No, it's on live stream now.
Oh, okay. You got it.
It's finally worked. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for you.
I don't know why.
Great success.
Yeah. I have no idea why this is such a problem. But yeah, you guys have been in business since 1908. That's like, that. I used to be able to say that's when the Cubs won the World Series, but since they won since then, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. My great-grandfather started the company in 1908, and it's been family-run and operated since. My father now, he's third generation. He's the president of our company, and we've been going strong, and I'm in sales. So it's now I have my brother. He's our plant manager, and some cousins also that are involved. So we're very family-oriented when it comes to our plant.
You guys have been huge involved.
Who's the heir to the throne, you or your brother?
Well, you know, that's a battle to be determined.
Oh, boy.
He's got the age on him. He's a little older.
It depends on your sales record, I guess.
Yeah, that's like, very true. Very true.
Yeah, we have friends who can help with that. You know,
you know guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can take care of that for
we
you.
A brother can get lost.
I like it.
He's never brought us sausage.
No.
That's you know right. Where our loyalties lie. But you guys have been huge in Beaumont forever, and now you're all over Houston. So we're just helping getting the word out, right? You're in the HEB and Kroger.
HEB, Kroger, Walmart, Fiesta, Foodtown. Pretty much the most of your grocery stores around the area. We're in Dallas as well. And like you said, yeah, we have been a mainstay in Beaumont for a long time. And we've been in Houston now for a while. It's just now we're really trying to get our name out and get people to know what Zumo's is.
Yeah, and I have to tell you guys, the Party Time sausage is fantastic. And if you're grilling this weekend, I'll be talking about it later in the show too, but we wanted to have Ryan on for a few minutes to say, hey, thank you for bringing the sausage. And just let the people know this is good stuff.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me.
And I got to tell you, the boudin too, because I'm hit and miss on boudin, man. I've had some bad boudin. I've told you this before. And the first time I tried yours, I'm like, okay, that's what it's supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's interesting because when it comes to boudin, it's like you said, it can range from such a wide range of flavors from one brand to the next. So if you get a brand you don't like, chances are the other brand will be completely different. I mean, it's pretty interesting to see how different they can be, and they're both called boudin.
All right. Well, that's Ryan Zumo, Z-U-M-M-O. Go pick some up right now if you're on your way home. You will thank us, I promise you. And I know the people of Beaumont already love you, so we've got a lot of listeners over there. So thanks for coming on, man.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody said, my deer processor sends my meat to Zumo's for my boudin. So, yeah, somebody else is getting a 404 on live stream as well. It's not just me. I think there's something wrong with this. And after years of him making fun of me and saying, get a real computer.
You got one.
I spent a bunch of money on this damn thing. It was the most expensive one they had. I'm like, I'm going to go all in on this.
Right.
And so far, it's been really good. No problems, except for
the one thing that you obsess about.
Well, yes, I'm obsessed about it because that's our path to the people. If they want to look and see how
we have so many paths to the people,
but it's our visual path to the people. It's a different.
We work in radio. Who cares about the visual path?
Well, those of us who supported us putting live stream in here.
Yeah, guess who that wasn't? Me.
We didn't ask you.
Yeah.
Didn't ask Joel either, so
both of you
guys can cry about it.
Bitch about it constantly. You're the one who bitches about it.
I bitch about it because I can't get on there. I want to see it.
Let's just get rid of it, John. It's over. The experiment's over.
Nope, it's not.
It's a stupid experiment.
You know what? And I'm going to tell you why this thing's a rousing success.
Tell me, please.
Because the Charles Barkley thing that Joel did the other day, and we just put the audio up. The audio was Charles calling in, but we put those two just talking about it. One of the biggest generators we've had for hits in months. So it's second this month, actually.
Do you think it was because of the live stream or because it was a Charles Barkley interview?
Live stream, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what, though? We've had some other good interviews with people this month that haven't done anywhere near what Charles did.
Okay.
So.
Like who?
Like, I kind of thought the Shaq interview would do better.
Okay.
It did okay. But, I mean, who's a bigger star, Shaq or
Shaq?
Barkley? That's what I would think. Maybe not in Houston.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Everybody's worried about what Barkley's saying because Barkley badmouths the team.
Well, why do people care about that?
Because why do people care if I pick the Warriors to win the series?
Right? I guess that's true.
That's a stupid question. Why do people care?
So to get back to the original point, you think the Warriors win tonight in a nail biter. How's that? Nail biter? Is that better than close?
I feel like it's
say 5-10 range.
Yeah.
Okay. So Warriors are +1. So you'll be betting the Warriors tonight.
I won't be betting basketball because I'd like money.
I actually felt pretty good about betting the Rockets the other night, but couldn't do it. Yeah. Especially after talking to Jerome. Because Jerome was pretty sold.
It was a
sold.
Lot of points.
Yeah, it was a lot of points, and Jerome was pretty sold. They were going to play well. And when that third quarter burst came, I kind of felt like, okay, kind of glad I stayed off of this. But this is the first one where I have zero feel for how I think this game's going to go. I really don't know which team's going to show up on either side. I kind of feel like the Warriors will bounce back and play really well. But I also think the Rockets probably realize that this is their chance to win the series. If they can win this game, they have a real shot at it. If they don't, and maybe they don't think this way, they'll think, oh, we can go back and win another one in Oracle. I don't really feel that way.
I don't think that's a good way to think.
Yeah, I think if you're going to win two in a row, now's the time to do it and put yourself in a position where you have a shot at the thing. But man, people love that Zumos, man. I'm getting a bunch of texts about it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. But she says you can bet college basketball, but not the NBA. There's a real difference. I think people think just because you bet on one thing, you can bet everything. It's what you study.
Yeah.
If you're just out betting on everything, then
I figured out a long time ago that I'm pretty good at betting college basketball. I also figured out I'm not that great at betting the NBA.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I mean, every now and then, if I see a play that makes sense, I'll do it. If a team, especially during the season. If a team's on a back-to-back. But it's like I also realize that even with hockey, my stretch is usually right around the All-Star break to the end of the season. I'm going to do really well. The rest of the time, I'm just kind of guessing.
I think maybe if the Rockets win tonight, I imagine they would be the favorites in the series for the series price.
Probably put a few bucks on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is smart. And actually, I'll give props to Kansas City Joe because he tweeted out the other day to bet the Caps to win the cup at 8-1 when they were down 3-2. And smart move because they win the two games. Now, I don't know if they're going to be Vegas or not.
But you've got an 8-1.
But now you've got an 8-1 on what's a plus 140 if you try to bet it now. So, that's a smart play. And I think that's what I would do with the Warriors. Maybe their title price goes up too, I would think. So, yeah, if you were going to bet, you'd want the Rockets to win tonight, then bet the Warriors. So, to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I bet you'll get the best price that you're going to get all year for that.
Yeah.
Most likely. 713-780-ESPN.
If the Warriors win tonight, just won't bet.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
That's the thing. And RJ talks about this. We haven't mentioned it much lately, but he always says the best weapon you have in your toolbox is that you get to pick when and where you bet. And the NBA is a different game than college basketball. There's a lot of trends that work in college basketball that don't work in the NBA. And, I mean, there's a lot of things. Like CFL, for instance, I know I'm going to do well on that because I watch all the games and I follow it real closely. So I'm more likely to take a big swing at that than I am, say, even Big Ten football.
Yeah.
Which I suck at. And, I mean, part of it's figuring out what you're good at and what you're not. And, yeah, so, but you can't equate NBA with college basketball. Is basically what we're saying. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. So my 30 seconds of hockey. Really happy to see Washington win last night. They just, very physical. You got to see something rare, which is a freaking knockdown dragout in game 7 of a playoff series. I don't know what the hell Wilson was thinking, man. He just went nuts, but good for Ovechkin. It's going to be a fun series. You're going to have a new champion no matter what. And that's one where it's like both these teams. It's hard for me to look at them and say, I'm betting against this team. That's going to be exciting. So at least there'll be something else going on. If your Rockets lose, you can actually watch what should be a fun Stanley Cup.
All right.
Okay, guys, got to tell you, if your credit card debt is out of control, or maybe it's not out of control, but you're just paying too damn much, how about a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. 5.49%. Not quite sure what you're paying on your credit cards, but I can promise you this. It's not 5.49%. You can save thousands of dollars in interest. The application's 100% online. You can even get your funds as soon as today. And how about this? The Blitzers are going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Man, people still blowing up over this NFL thing, and even now the players are saying, you know, they're responding to it. Is this what they had in mind? Let's just create, keep this controversy going and people be talking about
it? I mean, it seems like it would have been better for them to leave it alone than to say what they said. Now they've just made it worse, I feel like.
It's just not going to go away. And I kind of feel like part of this whole thing is, of course, now the president's weighing in. Because apparently this is a big deal to him.
Oh, the president thinks that if you kneel, you should be deported.
Apparently.
Like, you should be, well, U.S. citizens should be deported if they kneel.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so wait, what's next? Does that include fans?
I guess so. If you kneel, yeah, you're no better.
Now what if you're just going to the Texans game and you just want to sit there? Maybe you have bad knees.
Deported.
Where do we deport these American citizens?
Mexico, and they'll pay for it.
Oh, okay. I don't really want to go to Mexico.
I think you'll have a choice. You can just go there. It's going to be like one of those things, like when you move out, like when your parents are ready for you to get out of the house. It's like, listen, I don't really care where you go. You just got to get out of my house.
Okay.
That's what he's going to say to the kneelers.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know where you're going. You've got
to. Well, I stand up though. I don't even pay attention to people who aren't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you think it's okay for them to kneel if they want to, right?
I think it's everybody. I mean, right? We're supposed to be.
You better not say it.
Land of the free,
you
right?
You better tell them not to kneel.
No, land of the free, right?
Deported.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to be a Flames fan now, eh? Oh, jeez.
No, listen, and this is the other thing. I don't think the mistake with this anthem policy is, and the NFL's. I think they're just scared. I think Roger Goodell's kind of taking a cowardly way out here. But the deal is, what they're saying is, okay, well, we'll just choose not to, you can choose to come out or not come out for the anthem. The point is, most of these players, from my understanding of it, they're not protesting the national anthem. They're protesting while the national anthem's being played. I don't think they're saying, I don't like this song, I'm going to kneel. I think they're saying this is an opportunity for us to get attention for the cause that we're looking for. I don't think it's necessarily that they're kneeling because of the national anthem. That's just my understanding of it.
I think we could have a better national anthem than we have, but I don't protest it.
Yeah.
I don't say America the Beautiful would be a better song, in my opinion.
Now, I'd like a Carry On My Wayward Son.
That'd be a good one. Well, but that should be the state song of Kansas.
Yeah.
I think that's going a little too far. But but what's going to happen is the story's going to be who stayed in the locker room now. If you really wanted to be smart about this, and the NFL, to me, continues, even though they make tons of money, they continue to make decisions that just baffle me, that I think long-term, at some point, it's going to come back to bite them. But just tell your television partners, like, okay, when you sign this deal with us, Fox, when you sign this deal with us, ESPN, part of the deal is you don't talk about the damn anthem and who's doing it and who's not. In fact, I would tell all my people in the NFL Network, by the way, we own this network.
Yeah.
Make it a company policy. Instead, you know, we're going to have the president tell us not to do it now.
Exactly.
Now we're getting into a much different area.
And now, because the owners didn't clear this through the players union,
right,
per their signed agreement, now this is going to be like, it's going to be arbitrated. This is far from over. And
yeah. So now the story's going to drag out.
Now
forever.
It's going to be bigger than it was, which it's hard to believe, but it's going to be bigger.
Yeah. And again, the whole original reason for it is lost. Nobody's talking about that. And it's just become, but the bottom line is, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into this. We're just a country run by rich white people who get to make all the rules because they're rich white people. Sorry. That's all it is.
Well,
and the rest of us are just
Wait, you're a rich white person, though.
I'm not like Goodell rich by any stretch.
About to retire. You're
2 years from now.
Yeah.
And then guess what? I'm leaving. I'm leaving the country.
John, would you consider Fred a rich?
I mean, he is management.
Would you consider him a white?
Half.
I pass for white.
He's white enough.
Yeah, I pass for white.
You're a rich white.
Aren't you rich white too?
No, I'm poor.
Oh, stop.
Please.
Are you crazy?
Stop.
Barely getting by. I'm like the man. I'm the common man, Jung. That's what I represent.
No, a common man wouldn't be able to afford HBO. You, sir, have HBO.
I got that free because there was some sort of thing that I bought on a credit card, a high interest credit card, that gave me a year free of HBO. Because I'm drowning in debt like everyone, except for Fred and David Gow, Rich Whites,
stop,
and Roger Goodell.
Don't put me in that David Gow tax bracket. That's nowhere. I can't even smell that from here. Everybody's saying he didn't say deport him. He suggested they move out of the USA. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the answer to everything. Move.
Yeah. Suggest you move if you don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, you're tired of black children being killed by the police? Why don't you move somewhere that doesn't happen? Okay.
Yeah, I don't care about the subject. It's just they keep bringing it back. And it lights people up again. And I get it. It's one of those push-button topics that, frankly, there's no right answer to. But everybody thinks they have the right answer.
This ain't the right answer.
No,
I think we can agree.
I don't think so. I frankly wish that they had just left it alone and let the thing play out the way it was going to play out.
Seen if it went away organically.
Which is probably what was going
to
happen.
You know what, honestly, the NFL could have done? They could have talked to the television networks and said, listen, do us a favor here. Don't point the camera at kneeling players during the anthem.
Yeah.
It's not too much to ask. Just don't do it.
And that way it doesn't become a story. And don't worry about it.
And if they say, no, we're going to do that, you say, okay, well, next time when we're deciding who's going to get rights to NFL games, we're going to remember that. Because all these networks go through a bidding war to carry the NFL. And if the NFL just says, oh, you want to show our guys kneeling? Piss off. We'll take our talents over here.
Yeah, well,
that's what they should have done.
That's kind of what I was saying, is that they make a deal with your
Yeah, they had other
TV
ways
partners.
Around it.
And instead, I mean, they control all of them.
Yep.
Fox, ESPN, those are the ones everybody watches.
CBS.
Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, it'd be easy
and
to tell the NFL
Network
to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, are you, and that gets to a bigger media issue that I've always talked about, is like you've got a sports league that's controlling the media, but I'd rather have them controlling their media partners than the president controlling it.
Yeah.
Which is what it's
become. From what I understand, from what I'm gathering, though, the NFL owners are terrified of Donald Trump. I don't understand why, but they are. So it's, and that's like, there was one league official said, or one team official said, our league is bleeping terrified of Trump. We're scared of him. And
why?
I think it's because he's scared that, or they're scared that Trump's base, because they're like zombies. Like if he points and says, don't do this, boycott this, get away from this, people will do it. I think that's what they're scared of. He said there.
I don't know that that's true.
He said the NFL fears boycotts of games. It fears people not watching its product on television. It fears people not buying its product. I just don't believe that that would happen.
I don't either. I think there's anybody who would do that's probably not watching now anyway, I think. But, you know, it's obviously he's got his opinion on it because he tweets it out all the time, and that's fine. And he's certainly entitled to all of his opinions as president. I don't necessarily agree with him, but I'm not gonna follow along with what he says.
Yes, you will.
No,
or you'll be deported.
Yeah. Okay, deport me. Deport someone who's spent every waking moment of his life as an American citizen, was born here, and whose family's been here since the 20s. And actually, my mother's side of the family's been here since 1900. So yeah, go ahead, deport me. Or wait, let me rephrase that. Don't not deport. Just maybe I should leave.
Maybe you should just leave then.
See, but that's, I'm not the one. I'm not the one kneeling. I just think if people want to do it, fine. I just don't know.
I'm with you on it.
I don't know why it's become such a story, and I don't know why the NFL keeps doing this to make it an even bigger story, because, you know, that's where you're going to start, you know, when you play into this divisiveness and absolutism, which that's the thing that bothers me the most about this country is absolutism, which is if you're this, you're absolutely this, or it doesn't matter what side you're on. It's just you make this. You know where this started? Obscure movie reference of the day. The Star Wars Episode 3 at the big battle scene where he says only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Yeah.
He just proved himself to be the same thing. Only a Sith? Okay, that's an absolute. Guess what? You're a hypocrite. The Jedis are hypocrites. That's another story. But that's the thing. Those are the kind of discussions that it's – I don't know why that's all we are anymore. And they're the loudest.
Yeah.
Only this person is this. You can only do this. There's no room for anything else. There's no room for discussion. Doesn't frustrate me, though. You know why?
Because you have a big throbbing dong.
I would just say... I was going to say...
I'll just let you lead your own way into this commercial.
I'll say this. If I were to wind up making a porno, I wouldn't be embarrassed. Okay. How's that? Does that work? Oh, you turned him off, John. But I was still trying to lead into it with less of a obvious thing. I'm not saying it looks like a beautiful baby now, but I will say this. No, but I hooked up with the guys at Eros, and I didn't. You know, I was kind of like, I don't really need any help. I'm not. You know, I'm 53 years old. I know I'm not going to be what I was. But I'm about halfway through going through their program now, and man, it makes a difference. And not only that, I feel better. I have more energy. And their goal is to awaken your inner Greek god. Name comes from the Greek god Eros, and basically that's the guy with the bow and arrow. They focus on regenerative medicine. So what they do is they basically go in, and they're going to fix a lot of things that have gone wrong over the years. As you get old, stuff happens. And that type of medicine helps with hair loss, anti-aging, and if you're having problems in the bedroom. They've also got non-surgical sports medicine, Botox, weight loss management, hormone replacement therapy, all kinds of stuff. But all you really want to do is go check them out. Take your free consultation, and they'll tell you if they can help you or not. If they can't, they're going to say, you're probably not the right thing, but they're going to give you some options. And all the guys over there, man, really, really cool people, Shane and Sean and Dr. Ike, and, man, they're going to work with you to get you on the best program for you to do the best for you. So give them a call today at 833-2-MY-EROS. That's 833-2-MY-EROS, E-R-O-S. Or you can visit them online at erosmedicalgroup.com to set up your free consultation. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, it's time to get on Sports Map. If you're not on Sports Map, you're dumb. That's a fact. Great stuff today. Barry Laminack had 7 fun things that he dislikes about sports. I'll give you a hint. Baseball's unwritten rules was one of them. We know he hates that. John Granato was on the Rockets, and Patrick Creighton on Tony Kemp. And want to take a second to thank everybody who goes to sportsmap.com, because this month is going to be a record-setting month in terms of traffic on the website. We've already surpassed our best month, and it's only the 24th. So thank you all for reading. Got off to a great start with all the Derby stuff, and then the Rockets being in there, and then just some other general stuff. What are you writing tomorrow? Because you'll be up tomorrow.
I haven't decided yet.
You should weigh in on this Anthem thing. That'll get you like $1 million.
No, I don't need that. I don't need that.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't. It's one of those subjects I don't like talking about, because I don't care what they do. But it's also just, you know, it's become such a, they just keep bringing it back. It's like the whole Brady thing. That thing could have gone away. You could have been done with it. And it becomes a year and a half long thing that I don't care about, because... Am I? Tell me if I'm in the minority here, because apparently I feel like I am. All I care about is the action on the field, who's healthy so I know who to bet on and who not to, but I just want to watch the damn games. I don't care anything about any of this stuff. I mean, yes, if you want to take a stand for social issues, that's your prerogative. I have the prerogative to ignore it or embrace it, whatever. That's my choice. But when it comes to football, man, I just want to watch football. I hear all this
stuff. Here's the problem. You're not on one side trying to be a social justice warrior, and you're not on one side trying to protect patriotism in America. And I mean, like, you're like that guy in the middle who just doesn't, you're whatever.
But there's certain things, like when I go to the movies, I want to be entertained. When I watch football, I want to be entertained. If I want politics, I'll watch political shows, which I do sometimes.
Right. Like, I'm patriotic. I love America. I served our country. But I also I don't get worked up if someone wants to kneel during the national anthem, if someone wants to sit during the national anthem. That's not my business. That's what America's about. You do what you want to do.
That's what it's supposed to be about. It's not really what it is.
Well, unfortunately.
And one more
thing. If only I'd known that when I signed up.
One more thing on this. I had a fairly long text from 346 that I wanted to get into his points a little bit. Said the kneeling should be the least of anyone's concerns with the NFL. They constantly lie to their fans. Not in a way that covers their ass, but lie directly to your face because they know you won't stop watching. They know you're hooked. They consider you a brainwashed sheep. They pay men millions of dollars to play football that beat up women as long as they can get sacks or touchdowns at a high clip. They make player safety a huge topic and change the rules of the game to protect players, but still force them to play Thursday night games on a three-day turnaround. Oh, yeah, travel, practice, film study, game planning, and treatment of injuries is crammed into that 3 days, but player safety is the number one concern. This is a lie directly to your face part. It's a scam. It's not football anymore, and tons of sheep still think it is.
Well, here's the thing. Everything is secondary to money.
Well, yeah.
For the NFL. Let's be real. For most businesses, that's the case. But it, like social justice, they're like, oh yeah, that'd be nice if there weren't social injustices, but we got to make this money. Yeah, sure. There's a lot of things that they'd like to see work out, but none of it matters as long as they're making money. I saw there's one team out of 32 who's going to be shutting down their concession stands as the anthem plays. The 49ers will. Everyone else, they're still working to make that money during the anthem.
Yeah, well, and honestly, that's something that I think you should do anyway. The people working there should turn around, and it should all stop, right? You shouldn't be ordering a beer during the anthem.
Right. Is it more disrespectful to kneel quietly during the anthem or to order a beer and eat nachos?
Nobody's paying attention to...
Because the guys ordering nachos aren't famous.
Right, right. That's it. But to his point, I mean, I think it's... Yeah, they lie about a lot of stuff, but that doesn't mean it's still not football. But I don't know. I just want it to be fun. I like the sport. I don't like the sport when Tom Savage is playing quarterback. That's no fun. Yep. That offends me more than anything is the Bill O'Brien offense with Tom Savage at quarterback. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
And honestly, the weirdest thing in that statement from Goodell the other day, like the new policy statement, is number six. It was the last thing on there. Well, because first, number four, I mean, here's some of the six things that it says that they're believing in. All team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Number two, the game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirements that all players be on the field for the anthem. Personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room or in a similar location off the field until after the anthem has been performed. A club will be fined by the league if its personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag and anthem. A club, so a team.
Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can fine the players.
Well, just wait. Each club may develop its own work rules consistent with the above principles regarding its personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Number six, this is the kicker, because I didn't think you'd be able to fine the players either, but here we go. The commissioner will impose appropriate discipline on league personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Appropriate discipline for league personnel, which means players. Appropriate discipline. What are they going to do, suspend them?
No, the players aren't going to stand for that.
It's crazy.
And I didn't do that on purpose. That was a total accident.
No, you did that on purpose. You said, I have a really... Well, during the break, you're like, I've got a really good stand pun I'm going to use.
No, I didn't. But that wasn't a really good stand pun. It just came out naturally, and it was wrong. I'm having a couple people texting me and saying at Texans games that at their bars, they stopped serving during the anthem.
I got a text from my friend Randy who said the same thing.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember the last time I was standing in a bar when they were doing the anthem, but I don't know. We'll get on to some fun stuff when we come back. We've been too sportsy the first hour. I know we got a game tonight. We didn't get a chance to talk about your beloved Cavs last night.
No, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the All-NBA teams, which I'm interested to go over with you.
Okay, well, we'll do that when we come back.
All right, I'm going to tell you about Larry, who a year ago, Larry was living at home with his mom, and Larry was making minimum wage, and he wanted more out of life. Now, Larry produces our show. He's getting married on Saturday. It's unbelievable. He's all grown up. Just kidding. He's actually 3 months into his IT career, making triple the money he was making, doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than the school, too. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. They're nationally accredited. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.